We're going to have our main Bible reading now, which Hannah is going to read for us. Pardon me. And it focuses on the patience word, and it's from two letters in the New Testament, not from Galatians, but two other ones. So over to Hannah for it.
1 Corinthians chapter 13, beginning at verse 1. If I speak in the tongues of men or of angels and do not have love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have faith that can move mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor, and give over my body to hardships that I may boast, I gain nothing. Love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud. Colossians chapter 3 verse 12. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you, and over all these virtues put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you are called to peace, and be thankful.
I'm going to have a talk in the moment. But as an introduction to the talk, we're going to have a short video. It's only about 30 seconds, so it's very short. And it contains the two words which I suggest that we take home with us as the two words to bear in mind on the subject of forbearance and patience. You'll probably pick up what these two words are when you see the video, and I will be able to link them to where they are in our various Bible readings a bit later on. But to introduce the video, who has actually seen the television series of Miranda? Okay. Who remembers Miranda's posh school friend, Tilly? Yeah? Well, this is 24 seconds of Tilly, and she will say the two words that are in the Bible and you need to take home with you today. Is that all right for those who've seen it? If you haven't seen anything and have no idea what I'm talking about, then after 24 seconds you will do. So off we go.
Oh, hang on. Bear with. Bear with. Bear with. Back.
Okay. So, guess what those two words were? One, two, three.
There
you are. You can go home now. So that's what, in our readings, we're going to come across as one of the reasons for which the word patience is just on the one occasion replaced by forbearance, which has more to do with putting up with than being patient and kind and looking forward to something. So that's where we take it. So I'm going to, if I may, start the slideshow now on our talk. And let me have a little drink first. Forbearance is a word which addresses negative issues, which is unusual, for the fruit of the Spirit description is mostly about very positive issues. But the word forbearance in the translation of the NIV, and that's only, as I say, come about in the last couple of decades or so, is something that shows that it's addressing negative issues. But it doesn't just address negative issues, it puts them into positive outcomes. So if I go on to The next slide. What are we going to look at today? Forbearance or patience? Which translation am I going to use? Because we pretty well always use the NIV for our services here, and yet patience is a word which is used so much. Now, if we look at the verses there that I had a slide on before, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, and forbearance. And the only word which is translated from the Greek as forbearance, as I said before, is in the NIV and the NIV UK. And a little while ago, the NIV didn't translate it as forbearance, it just kept it as patience, like everything else. So there was only those two English translations which used that word as a translation of the original Greek. But when you look down the list of English translations which use the word patience, there are 46 of them. Do you think I went through and counted them all? No, I just tapped in. How many times does patience occur in? And the word in the Greek, patience, translated here, appears in 46 different translations, whereas forbearance is only essentially in the one. But also, as I mentioned before, we've got this quite helpful translation, and it's a really accurate translation in the almost Shakespearean English of the King James Version, called long-suffering, down as a single word. So that's giving you the indication that this word patience is really related to some quite difficult situations. And that's what we're going to look at a bit now. If you look in the New Testament Greek dictionary at the word in Greek that is translated patience and forbearance, it looks like this. Patience, forbearance, long-suffering, yes, we've gone through those. Slowness in avenging wrongs. Now, that's a very, very definite suggestion in the New Testament Greek that when we're talking about patience in the fruit of the Spirit, we're talking about something which is actually dealing with wrong things, but not avenging them. So it's not just having happy times, looking forward to going on holiday or weddings or whatever it might be. Slowness in avenging wrongs. And as far as I can see, although more may come out from other preachers later on in the series, that is the only fruit that seems to be focused on dealing with wrong or hard issues. But then also I see a similar sort of thing. If I go to the evangelical-based IVP New Testament commentary, it says, patience is the opposite of fits of rage or short temper. Oh, God, now, no, none of us have fits of rage or short temper, do we? No, of course we don't, so you can just skim over this if you want to. It is the quality of staying with people, even, oh, I hate that word even, it's like the word but in the Bible, isn't it? Even when constantly wronged and irritated by them. So that's quite a specific definition of patience or forbearing. If you don't mind, I'll call it patience a bit more than forbearing from now on, because patience has so many positive issues. If you're thinking of patience in positive ways, I could say when we went, it's 8 or 9 years ago now, when we went to spend a couple of months with Anne's sister and family in New Zealand, I had to book it very early to get a decent price, and we were really patient in looking forward. So we don't go for ages yet. Keep looking at the diary and the calendar. But it was a good patience, wasn't it? And if you're getting married, I remember when we got married, it was a little while, but not that long, to wait for our wedding. And I was patient and impatient at the same time. Patient because it was a good thing. Impatient because I couldn't wait for it to happen and realise who it was that actually did manage to obey, and that was me instead of... Anyway, not to worry. But can you see the situation here, that the patience that this passage is talking about is patience when we're dealing with hard things Although when we look at the passage, we could be quite right in thinking of the good side of patience, even though it's not described in this particular verse, simply because it can be described in many other ways during the Bible words for patience. So when we are looking at forbearance or patience, and I've taken the question mark away here, I'm not treating it as one or the other, I'm just treating as where it says this. And, oh, Tilly is down. Can you see her in the corner? Yes, well, why? Do you remember those two words? You might even want to say them with me in a moment. In Colossians, clothe yourselves with patience, then bear with each other and forgive. Bear with, yes, it's when we're not being as helpful as we ought to, or we fall out, or things are difficult. Patience is bearing with things in a very real and literal way. And then in the letter to Ephesians, Paul writes, be patient, bearing with one another in love. So the bear with is very much a kind of key to where the patience and forbearance is addressed. I'm going to just look for a little bit more into some of the verses there. And what we'll find is that other words out of our fruits of the Spirit verses also come up in some of these other passages, but additional words come up as well. So what it means is that we are adding, essentially, to the benefits of the fruit of the Spirit of patience. Not just the ones that are in the list that we're looking at over these nine series, but in other things too. And it's probably fairly obvious to think of what the main Bible reading is that we jump straight to when we're talking about that. And that is, guess what? 1 Corinthians 13, which is about love, of course. Love is patient. Love is kind. Yes, got that. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. I love the way that Paul, he was very good and careful on how he expressed himself. There's two is's, two positives, and three nots in this sentence, or two sentences. And that's the sort of thing we can take into mind and have a look when we get home and see how that happens. Love is patient. That's a very positive link to love, which links it to this series of Fruit of the Spirit very clearly. Love is kind. And yes, we've got kindness in the series as well. But then on the other side, love does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud. And we looked at love in that sort of detail earlier on. So 1 Corinthians is a good example of how patience can be used in a good New Testament Greek and New Testament way. But then we'll go back to the second Bible reading we had, Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 to 15. I've got several slides on this because it shows up different words as we go through it. Therefore, as God's chosen people, emphasizing that God have chosen us for Jesus to die for, and we have said yes. Isn't that wonderful to be chosen? It's like when you get married, one of you asks, will you marry me? And the other one says, yes. Whew. God's chosen people, holy, and it's not just love now in Colossians, it's dearly loved, it's emphasizing it. And that's why I'm using Bible verses and precious little else through this talk, because it's all these extra words that keep coming out. Clothe yourself with compassion. That's not just fruit, it's clothe yourself with compassion. That's a new one. Kindness, yes, we've got that. Humility, like Hercule Poirot, full of, do you remember him saying humility? Some of you do. It's a while ago, isn't it? And interestingly, Hercule Poirot Hercule Poirot, as you've probably read, is a very strong Christian. But so is Sally, who played the part of Tilly in Miranda. And she has a lot of Christian things that she does these days. So if you look up Sally Phillips, you'll find her described all over the place and lots of things that she does. So she and Hercule Poirot had quite a good thing together, didn't they, really? They had this idea that turned into a belief. Compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness and patience. And then, oh yes, guess what you've got again now? Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. And here, obviously, the Bible is trying to be very clear about saying to us several times to emphasize what we should be doing. Bear with each other, even when we normally would feel like falling out. Forgive if you've got a grievance. Grievance is a technical and a legal term in the UK these days, and is used quite a lot by people to bring a case, a legal case, against somebody else for so-called causing them a problem, which is defined as a grievance. But instead of doing that, it's forgive as the Lord forgave you. And that's a hard key verse to keep to, isn't it? But we're not finished yet. A couple more to go in these screens. And Paul is saying here, that's not all. There's bigger things than that. He says, over all these virtues, put on love. Back to the beginning of the fruit of the Spirit again, isn't it? Which binds them all together in perfect unity. So number one out of nine, binding together the other eight out of nine in our fruit of the Spirit, and also the extra words which we come across here. And the last bit from Colossians here, in verse 15. Oh, yes, this is what... who was talking about this last week? Dave. Peace. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace, and be thankful. So in Colossians, it tells us an awful lot to amplify the patience and how important patience or forbearance is in tackling different things. But then we'll hop from there to Ephesians, and this is one of my favourite chapters because of two or three little things, pardon me, that it says. Can I just have a drink of water for a moment? For the first time in years, I haven't preached for 2.5 months. And you just get so unused to voice projection. So I should probably come up nearer to the microphone in a minute to be able to do that. Anyway, Ephesians chapter 4. Be completely humble and gentle. Yes, we've got that. Be patient. Oh, yes, here it is again. Bearing with one another in, yes, love. Right. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit. Now, not just the fruit of the Spirit, but the unity of the Spirit. Through the bond of, thank you, Dave Hewitt, peace again. And then a few verses later, it has one of my favourite Bible verses. About. It tells us what you should be doing. It tells us that we should be speaking the truth in love. And I think, it's a while ago, I think, I did mention how that's a very careful sentence, speaking the truth in love, because you have to have both together or else you really ruin things. You can, if you want to, speak the truth, but not in love about somebody. You see what I mean? You can release things which people don't want to know and you don't like anybody to know. Speaking the truth, even if it's nasty truth or not quite true, because you don't love somebody. And that happens an awful lot in the way people deal with each other in our world. Or on the other hand, because you care and love somebody, when you talk about them and their pros and cons, you can cover up any difficult bits that they have and just pretend that didn't happen. So you can speak the truth, not in love, and you can speak the love, but not be truthful. But the Bible says there's only one way to do it. And this is a key verse which, as we come to the close here, I would suggest you might like to keep in your minds alongside the bear with, because it kind of links quite a lot to the bear with or to the outcome. Because speaking the truth in love has a lot to do with being able openly to do the bearing with that comes out of this subject. The key verse. And so just closing now with what we've done before. The same slide, except I'm just showing it as patience this time. But please use the other translations, long-suffering, forbearance, whenever you wish to. Close yourselves with parents, patience rather. Bear with each other and forgive. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Amen. We're going to turn to the Taizé songs in a moment. But as the introduction to the Taizé songs, which is our time of prayer, I'm going to have this starting prayer, and then a Taizé song, and then intercessions, and then a closing Taizé song, and then a moment of quietness, and then go on to the final hymn. But as a breathing prayer, which is focused on these nine aspects of the fruit of the Spirit. I haven't got it on the screen, by the way, so just leave the prayer thing there. It goes like this. You can do the breathing out and breathing in at the same time if you want to, because we've done it before here. Breathe out hate. Breathe in love. Breathe out worries. Breathe in joy. Breathe out stress. Breathe in peace. Breathe out impatience. Breathe in patience. Breathe out pettiness. Breathe in kindness. Breathe out anger. Breathe in goodness. Breathe out selfishness. Breathe in faithfulness. Breathe out hardness. Breathe in gentleness. Breathe out recklessness. Breathe in self-control.